Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We're always online at npr.org, don't you know? Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for some news you can't exactly use, but you like it. You talk about it at the water cooler. You think about it in the elevator. Allison, let's go for a ramble.
Excellent. Yesterday was E-Day in the UK. Has nothing to do with the email, the electronics. Well, a little bit with the electronics. People across the UK were asked to switch off any electrical devices that they didn't need. They were asked to do this for just 24 hours in an effort to save energy. And you know what happened? No energy was saved.
That's so...
In fact, consumption of electricity shows yesterday people in the UK actually use a little more energy by 0.1%. Apparently, there's been a difficulty getting people on board with the whole green movement in the UK. They thought of this day because there was a poor attendance at that Live Earth concert, and they've been trying to get people involved in energy saving. It's all part of like a program called Planet Relief, and they're kind of having a hard time getting people on board. Now, the excuse was apparently there was very, very cold weather yesterday.
So they needed some heat.
That's why people needed
to
their
cook at
heat.
Home.
Mm-hmm. Campaign has backing from Greenpeace, Christian Aid, and major UK energy companies. Now they just need to get the people on board.
Yeah, then it'll be fine. So, sleeper holds, eye gouging, gut punches, and Andy Rooney coming up on CBS. There will be blood for mixed martial arts fans who will be able to turn to the network in April to get their fix. Why? Because a combination of boxing, karate, and wrestling, it's traditionally been the province of cable and pay-per-view. No longer, the success of pro wrestling has proved there's a market for the violent sport, the mixed martial art, in primetime network lineups. The writer's strike led networks to seek non-scripted programming, and the CEO of Pro Elite, which is producing the mixed martial arts events for CBS, concedes that was indeed a factor in bringing the fights to the network. So, you know, if you like that stuff, you're going to get to turn to CBS and watch it.
A little more sports news. The Red Sox scored a big win in their exhibition opener, winning 24-0. I mean, they creamed the other team. Now, it was an exhibition game. You know who they creamed? A bunch of college students. They were playing against Boston College.
You guys are awesome.
Bo Sox pitcher Josh Beckett said, "It doesn't matter if you're playing in a media game or a college team or facing big league hitters. If I'm out there facing a college team, I'm out there messing around or something, I might take that into another game."
Is your skill that precarious? Is it that fragile?
The Red Sox played to win. Mm-hmm. And Josh Beckett struck out 4 of the 6 batters he faced. How many of them were even of drinking age?
Yeah, good job, Josh. Good job. Pick on the college kids. Okay, now turning to a sadder tale. Mike Smith, the lead singer and keyboardist of the Dave Clark Five. Do you remember this band?
Sure.
He's died of pneumonia in London. He was 64. This group, the Dave Clark Five, had a bunch of hits back in the day. Any Way You Want It, I Like It Like That. And we've got a clip of a song called Glad All Over. You say that you love me. The band, originally from North London, was immortalized in the 1965 movie Catch Us If You Can.
They were hugely popular during the British invasion. I mean, they were Ed Sullivan 10, 11, 12 times.
And Smith, he was born in 1943, started studying classical music at the age of 5, and he was admitted to Trinity Music College of London when he was only 13 years old. And after the Dave Clark Five band broke up, apparently he made a good living writing for companies. You know, he was writing for American Airlines, British Airways, Volvo, and even McDonald's. But in 2003, Smith was left paralyzed with a spinal cord injury, very serious, and the pneumonia which took his life this week was related to complications stemming from that injury. Now, another sidebar to this, Smith's band, the Dave Clark Five, will be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame on March 10th, so he didn't make it long enough to see that, but we remember him today. And hey, that's your ramble. These stories and more on our website, npr.org/Bryant Park.